You were also invited to play at the White House.
We were. It was the end of that year, so that had to be 95. Actually, twice. And we didn't go. I mean, it's the end of 95. I was way in debt as soon as the tour was over. It was October or something. Jamie went to work for, I think, Peter Frampton. It wasn't his fault. Jamie was already working with somebody else because we were through at least for that year, if not period. And then you can play at the White House. That'd been great. I loved being asked. We were invited to play for Hillary's 50th birthday party was one of them. So you could just back up, find out what year that was, and that's the year. One of the two was 95. We'd been playing, and we were on the CMA Awards this time, getting the Video of the Year Award or whatever it was. I think Jamie and I are the only ones that went. And, oh, you know, it's great to be asked, like I said, but you have to pay your own way. The taxpayers aren't going to pay for the tractors to come to Washington. So it would have cost that $12,500 or whatever it was.
So you didn't go?
We didn't go.
You didn't have the money to get yourself
there. It was
there.
An impossibility. And then we were invited again. This one was for a barbecue on the lawn, I think, for the Senate or the congressman.
Man.
You know, it was a different time.
Bother you that you missed that opportunity to play? It'd been a historic
You have
playing.
To know me. Well, I do love to play, but I'm very insecure. You know, if Bob Dylan called right now, and I go, well, hey, Bob, how's it going? And it's going good. You know, my guitar player quit. I need you to come play. I cannot tell you what I would do because I only could do that with Bob back then because it sort of unfolded bit by bit, number one. But I was younger and I had more nerve. I don't have that nerve. So getting invited to play the White House is a great thing. And you can't take that away from us, me, whatever. Not having to do it is really a plus for me. So, you know, it's a double win, or at least it balances out. Now, I will tell you, I wish right now that we had done it.
Yes. The pictures.
Because it'd be over, and it'd be like the Letterman show. We did it.
Yeah.
You know, but if I got a call that said, you can be on the Tonight Show, I'd just go, well, I don't know how to sing a song. I'm not going to go be on the Tonight Show.
Your first action is to say no to all these things. But then after you said no, maybe you start thinking it through and think, well, maybe I can or I should have.
Maybe, but there's not that many times. Dubois told me to be on the Letterman show. It's like the booking agent later in some fashion, but I really couldn't say no to that. And I wanted to do that.
Sure.
The White House invitation came at the end of that horrible nightmare year when the guys all hated me and whatever the deal is. We fought all the time and we finally kind of came to a halt on that year and to get them all together again. But that's not the reason. I would have done it.
I would have done it. If you had the money.
If I had the money and Jamie wasn't out playing with somebody else. Because he was booked on that night. I checked. You know, Clinton played the saxophone. He probably didn't know anything about it. But there was the White House social coordinator, whatever. She liked the tractors, and we had been to the White House on a different time. Boy, we walked all over the White House and the Oval Office.
So you got a tour of it, but you just never played.
Didn't met anybody, and it didn't have anything to do with that, except we were just in the ethos, whatever. This person knew about us, and so we didn't do the first one. So they invited us again, and we didn't do that. By that time, I just don't think it was realistically a possibility. But there was always a lack of funds.